Once the culprit through the stock keepers underway, but help the teacher on promenade bill by Sunday morning on the... At 26 Second Avenue, when Prabhupada was first giving lectures in the evenings, three nights a week, he would give a lecture on the Bhagavad Gita. And there was in those days they used to use these boards that were black, and you'd take letters and stick them on. It's so old, it's like talking about tape recordings or something. But anyway, so it said Bhagavad Gita class. So when the people who would come, who were young Westerners who didn't really have any idea about what Krishna consciousness was or the Vedic system or anything, but they were attracted to hear the Swami. So they would tend to ask, oh, last week you gave lectures on the Bhagavad Gita, what are you going to lecture on this week? Tibetan Book of the Dead? But no one really understood. And still it's very rare that anyone understands the actual path of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That begins with the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, ultimately, Sahodamam Pratyaja Mamekam, you surrender unto me. What does that mean? It means giving yourself to Krishna as his servant. And that's Sharanagati. Agati means returning to our actual position in relationship to Krishna. Divera Srupoi, this is the very swarup, the very nature of the jiva, of the living entity, to be Krishna's servant. So the Bhagavad Gita takes us to there, and then the Srimad Bhagavatam, canto by canto by canto by canto, from 1 to 9, brings us to Vrindavan, basically, and then Krishna's pastimes of Mathura and Dwarka. But the essence is really Krishna's pastimes of Vrindavan. Now, why? Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan really the essence and of the goal of the path.
Because it's the topmost form of conjugal love that's exchanged between Krishna and his devotees.
It's just the intimacy of the dealings, of the relationship. Because when you talk about